InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, the air raid sirens are sounding for the globalists, the so-called elite. The UK police have now raided two of the homes linked to Peter Mandelson, who's a big part of the Epstein situation. And, of course, they've already called in the king's brother, and he has reportedly had some of his property searched, but that has not been reported. That's from my sources. And as more and more of the Epstein 3 million plus documents are gone through, and remember, they've held about half back, but they're still, quote, going through, it just gets worse and worse and worse. And it details exactly how I explained the globalist operated at every level from just studying them. I finally, two nights ago, watched the two-hour interview with Steve Bannon and Epstein that was never released. And it's everything I've said, but from their perspective, and why David Rockefeller chose him to be his personal attaché on the Trilateral Commission in 1990. And then, right around that time, he becomes the head of the CIA's private air fleet out of Ohio for George Herbert Walker Bush. And you ask, why is that? Well, because he was working directly for Bill Barr. And Bill Barr's father was OSS and CIA. And wrote a science fiction book in the early 80s called Space Relations about elite humans working with elite aliens to kidnap human children and take them to a sex dungeon planet. So you want to know why Epstein had all this power? Bill Barr, Bill Barr, Bill Barr, Bill Barr, Bill Barr, Bill Barr. And it goes right into the bushes and that whole neocon bipartisan evil. And you've got all the Barney Frank sex houses and the midnight tours, the 14-year-old, quote, call boys. Just type that into Google and click images. You'll have the Washington Times front page. So that's who we're dealing with here, folks. And they're mad scientists that see themselves as an ascendant breakaway civilization who then feed on the innocence of our children, just like all the old fairy tales in Middle Eastern culture, in Byzantine culture, in ancient Greek parables. They would say, don't get too close to the castle late at night and don't go into the elite graveyards at night. They're vampires that'll eat you and rape you, rape and eat you. Well, they weren't real vampires that they lived forever, but they were possessed humans. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to say there's been a cover-up by Trump in Epstein, I mean, on the spectrum, yeah, it's on a 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest cover-up, 0 being none. It's about a 1 because the bureaucracy and who he's got handling it and all the rest of that. But people obsess mainly over Trump, and that's the kind of the leftist distraction that it's been angling even with, quote, populist and, quote, influencers, is just to obsess on that. When if you go into the meat and potatoes of this information, they fought to not release, Democrats and Republicans, until the Democrats, with the help of Republicans, thought they could manage it and only target Trump with the limited stuff in there and ignore the nightmare stuff about them. It just still remains to be seen, though. I mean, right now it's kind of 50-50. This should totally destroy the deep state, the Democrats, and by extension, even the bad guys in the Trump admin. But instead, people just obsess on Trump, 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 and then remain blind to all the incredible revelations. It's bizarre. The entire world is racing into the fourth turning and the greatest quickening our species has seen in 10,000 years of recorded history. You know you're in a war, right? And it's a declared war. The globalists have declared war on Team Humanity. They've declared war on the God that made us. It is not incredible. It is not heroic. It is not amazing to fight this. It is survival. This is the priority. This is the real world. This is game time. This is the crossroads of human destiny right now. Right now. And I see a bunch of other people not realizing how desperate the situation is. We need maximum urgency. We're up against the most evil people the world's ever seen. Don't you understand that? I don't want anybody to go out and be physically violent. I want you to kill with truth. Kill with your will. Kill, kill, kill their lies.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I'm looking at all this incredibly important news, and it's all interconnected. What an amazing time to be alive. President Trump ran on getting us out of wars and stopping nuclear war. But he did say that he would try to keep Iran from getting a nuclear program. And so I was against the strikes because I believe it would grow into larger strikes later, and I did not want Israel controlling our foreign policy. And then when it didn't go to full war, and last year, a lot of the white pillars that just worship anything that comes out of the Trump administration said, oh, see, it worked. And I said, no, they're going to say they didn't get the nuclear program, and they're going to say they got to get the missiles so they can't deliver the nuclear program, and then they got to topple the regime. And I was proven right again. And last night, Trump told all U.S. citizens to get out of Iran, and he pulled everybody out of the embassies. So it's very clear with those aircraft carriers and those strike forces and all the rest of it that I believe you're about to see Iran hit. Now, they told them they were going to hit them 2 weeks ago so they could track with intelligence their bunkers and their emergency systems and their anti-aircraft defense. But I think I'd say about a 90% chance in the next week the United States hits Iran. Now, I think Trump listens to the constituents, and I think if the phones melt off the wall, blow off the wall, and the emails melt down the servers, and we, as American citizens, particularly through populist media, can get in front of the president and explain that this is not what you said you were going to do. Yes, you said you'd try to get their nuclear program. So you were honest about that. But this is really a campaign promise that is being violated if Trump hits Iran. And obviously it's about regime change. Trump has said that this attack will be way bigger and much stronger than the beautiful, perfect operation with the B-2 bombers. So I've gone through this before. I know a lot of you already know this or know more than I do. A lot of you that have military history and things, but I have studied this geopolitically quite a bit and studied what all the military experts say, and it's a consensus that it's a gamble. Even if you want to topple the regime, there's a good chance it won't topple them. There's a good chance it'll make them even stronger. And even if you do topple them, as Eric Prince said, in fact, he said it a week and a half, 2 weeks ago on Bannon. We already played it, but find that clip. It's only like 2 minutes long. He explains that there's a very good chance, and he's very smart when it comes to not just the military, but regime change and internal politics in those countries. Well, a leading expert, I would say. He said there are a lot of factions that are even worse, even more radical, that have a good chance of taking control. Because again, the majority of the Persians are like Americans. They want freedom. They're very progressive, and I don't mean in a transgender way, but old-fashioned Democrat, liberal way. Sociologists have studied. They've done internal polls. it doesn't matter because they're the types that don't go out and kill people. And with the Islamic radicals or the Islamic Orthodox groups, they will. And so it doesn't matter if a country is 20% them. They will rule you because they will die. They are willing to die. They will kill. They will suicide bomb. That's the thing about Islam in the West. And UAE has warned us. Saudi Arabia has warned us because they're already so successful financially. They're conquering the world economically, and they want golf courses and beautiful cities and are really leaving the Stone Age. And there is somewhat of a reformation going on that's actually real. That's not a put on. And every time I watch a UAE meeting of the government or Saudi Arabia, they're like, listen, you need to stop taking these people. You need to extradite them back here. A bunch of countries like the UAE have banned sending exchange students to Germany, France, Sweden, and the UK because they say the largest, most dangerous caliphates of political terrorist will is not in Sudan. It's not in Somalia. It's not even in Afghanistan. It's in London and Paris and Toronto and Dearborn, Michigan and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Because those are the colonizer Muslims. Those are the Orthodox ones. Those are the real Muslims. By the way, I don't usually watch videos while I'm driving, but I was stuck in traffic. It was a car accident, so I'm literally going 1 mile an hour for about 30 minutes. So I'm just have my phone playing videos. I'm listening to it on X of, you know, just of Islamic radicals, because there's, you know, hundreds of new ones a day of them in the U.S., in Texas, you know, in Europe. We're going to kill you. We're going to rape your women because you're not Islamic. We're going to sell them into sex slavery. Allah gives them to us. And there's this big mosque full of people. Yes. Oh, it's so wonderful. And then I hear an imam in the United States. He's like, here in the United States, we will soon be in control. And yes, we will be marrying three-year-olds. It's wonderful to have sex with three-year-olds. Allah loves it. And I start grabbing the phone, trying to send that to the crew. It jumped, it skipped. I usually could find stuff on X. I couldn't find it again. So I got mad. That's the kind of thing that makes me mad. And I'm like, okay, I'm almost out of this traffic. I'm going to pull over here at a gas station and find that. I pull over for like 20 minutes trying to find it. Didn't find it. But I did find it. I put in Islamic scholar, imam, Muslims talk about sex with three-year-olds. And it was clip after clip after clip of them drooling, talking about screwing children. I mean, it's just like, heaven help me. I sent a bunch of clips to the crew. I just can't. And of course, we found ISIS saying it, and blah, 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 but I found them in the UK, in Canada, and the US in English saying it. I didn't find the one clip, but I found the others. I mean, it's just bonker town, folks. Absolute bonker town that we have brought these people in. And even the UAE and Saudi Arabia are like, when people flee there for murder and stuff, and they get out, they go to Germany, and Germany has a rule not to extradite them back, even if they are a terrorist, and they just let them roam free. And the UAE and people are like, you need to send those back right now. When they rise up, that's not us. We don't want to have a crusade. You know, hey, we want hotels and golf courses. We want spaceship. You know, the UAE is, you know, literally funding NASA's space missions. They're like, we Buck Rogers now. That's great. Let's have a reformation. You know, Christianity needed learned how to stop burning people at the stake and tying a boulder to a woman if they thought she was a witch, and if she sunk and died, she was innocent. If she could survive and swim with the boulder, you know, with a 100-pound rock tied to her, then she's a witch, and then you burn her. And you watch the Monty Python skit about witch. Like, pull that up. I mean, that's literally, you read the accounts of those. If somebody knew how to take herbs, because that was what was called the Dark Ages, information was destroyed, except for the priest class. If you know how to use herbs, they would just say, oh, we saw her, you know, she had her witch's pot, and she was consorting with the devil. If you had a cat, that would get you killed, burned at the stake. And that's why the Black Plague came along, because there were basically almost no cats in Europe when the Black Plague arrived in Italy, because they were seen as, you know, kindred spirits consorting with the devil. Well, what's the exact term? We're a cat with the witch. It's the, it'll pop my head in a minute. There's a word for it. The point is that the left is like the new Salem witch trials. And we're all Hitler and they're all Captain America, and it's just totally delusional. And then you see people, lesbians with their shirts off, waving Palestinian flags saying, "We love Islam." And the Muslims are just there laughing at them, because once they take over, they'll kill you. And I know everybody knows that, but imagine how deranged the left is. So I'm digressing. Kind of going on a little rabbit trail there. Back to Eric Prince. You are rolling the dice, even if you think it's okay to go overthrow a government and do this. And then you have Trump saying no regime change, that he was just going to get the nukes. And I said at the time, I said, this is just getting us into full war. Next it'll be, we've got to take out their missiles because they're the delivery system. And now, oh, we got to take out the anti-aircraft. Oh, and we got to take out their ships. Oh, and we got to take out their government. And now we are stepping directly into a war with a country way more sophisticated than Iraq was, that has much larger population and is three times larger and surrounded by mountains. And then if the public continues to uprise, they get slaughtered, and then we become obliged to go in, boots on the ground. So Israel wants this, but everybody blames Israel, and Israel's a big part of it. The Israel lobby is the one pushing it. So, yeah, they're the big culprit right now. But it goes back to Anglo-American oil, the British, the U.S. oil companies, overthrowing Mohammed Mossadegh in 53 with Operation Ajax, using the radical Muslims to do it. Then they double-crossed the Muslims and put the Shah in. And then the CIA double-crossed the Shah and let the Ayatollahs get in. This has all been declassified. Then we had Iran-Contra after that. And it's just wrong. Now, I've never been for regime changes. It's always about putting something worse in. With the Maduro thing, they are manipulating our elections. They are backstopped by Cuba. I understand why Trump's doing it. It's a good move for our hemisphere. So I could say tacitly, you know, I could see why Trump's doing it. Doesn't mean I support it. But this, I am totally against it, and it's wrong. And we don't have a choice. I can't throw the baby, you know, out with the bathwater, because on all the other issues, Trump's doing a great job. But this is not good, and it's extremely dangerous if China and Russia come to their aid. And hell, North Korea says they will. And North Korea has already fielded 100,000+ troops in Ukraine. So Kim Jong-un ain't playing games. Here's the clip from Eric Prince. Oh, you guys didn't hear me a couple times? It was no big deal. I just figured you guys were listening to the show. About 10 minutes ago, and I just figured, because you guys usually are, I said Eric Prince 2 weeks ago, Steve Bannon, laid out the facts of why we should not go into Iran and why this is a bad idea for Trump to do that. And I'd ask you guys to pull that clip again so I can play it. Great. Thank you. That's why I usually, when I kind of give a direction on air, I kind of want to just get a Roger back. But I figured you guys are so good usually that I didn't need to go, "Hey, you hear me? You guys hear me on that?" We'll kind of produce here live on air. Oh, I understand. Did you just hear what I just said, though? I'm not being smart mouth, but I'm just saying, okay, good. I understand. Well, it's on record. I did a whole big talk about Eric Prince in the video clip for about 5 minutes. But it's not a big deal. I don't want to argue about it. It's fine. We'll move on from that point with that. Back to what I was saying. This is playing with fire. And I've seen the theory out there a lot that, oh, that's why the Epstein stuff's coming out. Netanyahu is blackmailing Trump with it so that Trump will hit Iran. Well, you don't blackmail somebody by bringing it out. Plus, none of it hurts Trump. And I saw a clip from Julian Assange like 8 years ago where he had all this data and all this other data they didn't even release. And he said over and over again, we've never found anything bad on Trump. Except you can disagree with what comes out of his mouth. So it's this talking point that Jones is sold out. Jones defends Trump no matter what. What am I supposed to get mad about with the Epstein thing? Because he's not involved. That they sat on it? Yeah, and I've been totally critical of that. But this Iran situation, that is a big problem. That is a real policy deviation from one of the main reasons I supported Trump and the reason you supported Trump. And we need to put pressure on the administration. You know, you've got the other side of the equation. Some people say Trump's nothing but pure evil, don't support anything he does, even though it's obviously way better than Democrats. I mean, just actually think about that for a moment. And he's in there, so why not support the good stuff he's doing and then oppose the bad stuff? That's just no-brainer, just pragmatic smarts. But you see, then you got the Bongino types that say, question nothing, do exactly what we say, or you're a traitor, you're a panicking, you're a scumbag. And I don't know who I dislike more. I don't mean dislike them personally, but dislike the ideology, the idea of don't question, do whatever we say, shut up, or you're a traitor. Or everything's screwed, run for the hills. I mean, I can literally do a video about Kennedy banning all the thimerosal, banning all new mRNA, getting the states to pull fluoride out, and how Bondi's trying to block it through the lobbying firm that the big chemical association gives to, even explaining the bad guys in the Trump administration. And then I know before I put it to X, half the comments will be, why are you covering up for Israel? It's like, what does getting fluoride out of the water that eats holes in your brain have to do, like you can have other subjects. And I can be happy that Kennedy's doing all this great stuff and support him while being mad at Trump and opposing things he's doing. I mean, I just, are people this stupid? And no, it's not that they're stupid. Bots started, we've tracked it, not just on me, but other people, with the same cliches over and over and over again that are just mindless, that are pitched kind of to a, kind of a leftist type mindset, but some populist conservatives kind of have it too, because they just now kind of woken up. They don't really have any context or depth. And so it's like, yeah, you know, we're not getting anything. Yeah, this sucks. Everything's gloom and doom. I'm not going to even vote. I'm not going to even get engaged. I'm not going to, you know, it's all over. Or yeah, that Alex Jones, he sold out to Trump. He's doing great. You know, he gets a bunch of money to do this. And then like, I'm not even doing what they say I'm doing. It's just, it's bizarre. And I don't talk about it because I'm being criticized. I've always been criticized. In fact, I get less criticism now than I've ever gotten. My God, there's been times when I'm getting 90% criticism, like the day of 9/11, the first few weeks, saying they blew it up. Here's how they blew it up. Here's what went on. You think that was popular? No. But it's more of the weird mental state that like is fascinating but also nauseating that I don't know how to explain because I can't understand it. Like, I'll sit there and talk to people on the street, oh, man, I really like your show, but listen for 20 years, but I'm just disappointed you support Trump. And I go, okay, well, then should we have voted for Kamala? No, but, you know, he's doing this, he's doing that. And I'm like, well, we need to vote because we're going to get other good Republicans elected that are going to be even better than Trump. You know, ideologically, we're taking over the Republican Party. Populism is winning all over the world. Liberty is rising. I mean, compared to where we were, it's insanely good. And they just go, well, I guess all right. I just hope you hadn't sold out. It's like a moralizing. It's like that clip where Don Lemon is outside a few weeks ago in Minnesota, and a guy comes over and yells at him and says, a white guy, hell, you can pull it up. It's like Don Lemon's accused of being a white supremacist. And he goes, you're a white supremacist. You're with the imperialist. And Lemon smiles. He goes, oh, you're doing a Maoist struggle session. He goes, absolutely not. I hate white people and hate America. And the guy goes, oh, good. And it's a little bullying ritual they do to each other that they do to our school kids and everybody else everywhere. And it's the same thing. Like, Like, I literally had, I'll do an hour on Israel and an hour on these emails of Epstein and Jewish supremacism and at war with Christians and white people and say, this is wrong. There is a faction of elite Jews that are like this. And literally half the comments are, you're covering up for Israel in the video that gets 5 million views on X. And I'm just like, what is the mental illness there? Like, what is that? And what it is low IQ people that just want to feel powerful, that just want to feel like they're better than you, and you know, they can point at the OG goat, and that's really what I am in this stuff, and just say, no, he's not real. Yeah, Jones is doing better than he's ever done. We're going to do Prince first, thanks. This isn't about me. It's about the philosophy of liberties rising, the old globalist orders falling apart in their own words, people are waking up that weren't awake before, but they're still the same weirdos that bought into the establishment and thought two men could have a baby and didn't believe there was a global government. Now that they admit there's a global government, they then just say everyone's in it but them and we're totally doomed. Or don't ask questions and do whatever anyone in the administration says. Not understanding that as constituents and as citizens, we're supposed to be engaged, involved, eyes and ears, supporting the good stuff that's done by people, opposing bad stuff that's done, and engaging and giving human intelligence to the information war, bringing truth to the information war. You may have heard of that term. I popularized it. So now it's household word. Now Trump, oh, we're in an info war. Yeah. Q invented it 8 years ago, not me. So funny. So that is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. And my type of intelligence is exponential. And when I say I don't mean my type, it's a definition of a type of intelligence, is exponential thinking. And that is the type of system that I seek out. You have to have exponential thinking to be a generalist with mass knowledge about basically every topic there is and the basic fundamentals of logical history and known science to integrate a unified field theory to accelerate your cognitive pattern recognition systems to transcend false pattern recognition propaganda and to transcend to higher level, multidimensional ordered second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth consequence or effect ranging. And that's how you can see into the future, not with a crystal ball, but with the incredible electrochemical computer that God gave you. And so I want people to get into exponential thinking. Instead, I see a lot of one-dimensional, two-dimensional, maybe three-dimensional thinking, which I can't even think like that anymore. Not since I was a child did I think at a one-dimensional or two-dimensional level. I've always seen how things interlay and interlace. And when you watch Epstein, and he's a bad guy, obviously, but they're asking, why did David Rockefeller bring you in? He goes, well, I've been working with some people that worked with him that saw that I was able to unify different systems and different philosophies and fields in a wide spectrum analysis. And you're sitting there watching him talk, and you're like, yeah. But see, that's how you got to think to be able to beat them as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
RFK Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene Blue. Mel Gibson also praised Methylene Blue on Joe Rogan recently.
The stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly, like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. The stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene Blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary. It's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me finish up with the World War III news that we're just sleepwalking into. And Iran and Russia and China will, you know, probably just roll over to it. I would imagine the Iranians probably won't even get toppled. And you'll have a whole bunch of military equipment blown up. And then the globalists could stage false flags over here. Or Iran could activate its Hezbollah terror networks, which are very real and very, very bad. The worst of any Islamic flavor of poison. And it's just horrible. I mean, it is a minefield. People are like, he plays 85 trillion quadrillion chess. And, okay, well, I can tell you that the Joint Chiefs of Staff are telling Trump it's not a good idea. And they've even made oblique statements on it because they're not supposed to, you know, obviously challenge the commander-in-chief, but they're like, well, sir, this could go really bad. And then Eric Prince is not exactly a dove. And he's like, eh, boss, come on here. Here it is.
The question is, who actually takes over? Iran as multi-layers of governance? Sure, the top layer is an awful, putrid one of a bunch of crazy mullahs, not loved by anyone, in fact, hated. But the fact is, if you remove that, who actually takes over? It's not going to be the Reza Pahlavi, the son of the Shah. There is no other natural leader. The protesters in the streets, yeah, some have been killed. Don't know if it's 30,000 or if it's 3,000 or if it's 300. Any number of that is terrible, but not our problem. It is not the primary responsibility of the United States. And I do not want U.S. foreign policy dictated by what is good for Tel Aviv. And I feel like that the Iran issue keeps getting dragged back to the top of the focus. I'm with you. Let's deal with the communists in our own cities and clean that rot out before we worry about Iran exactly 8,000 miles away from the United States.
Yeah, and let's be clear. There's a bunch of globalist interests that want Iran, but it is Israel that has the most pull with its AIPAC and other lobbies that is driving this. And that is a foreign power. And that is wrong. This dovetails into Epstein. It's all interconnected. But we have Netanyahu putting out a statement saying, look, Epstein does not work for Israel. He did not work for Israel. He worked for Ehud Barak. And they are a different faction. And he does not work for me. Now, that is true. From all the information I have, that's not a defense of Netanyahu and saying he's a little angel. But if you know the players, then you know Ehud Barak is an Obama globalist Muslim Brotherhood two-state solution Rothschild agent on record. Well, who did Jeffrey Epstein tell hundreds of people, and it was true, I am one of the main Rothschild's representatives. I am their representative. Well, if you know about the Rothschilds, they own the Economist magazine. It says it, you open it up, says we own and run this. I buy it all the time in airports. I don't subscribe to it, but I want to see what the enemy's saying. Well, the Rothschild angle of the enemy. And it's all just get Netanyahu, put Netanyahu in prison, Supreme Court dictatorship. All that's true. Those are the main factions. But it doesn't mean that Epstein wasn't working for Mossad. But just like any new administration comes in here, it's different cliques. So that doesn't get Israel off the hook for using sex operatives and pedophilia and all the rest of it and red sparrows, as they say. No, that's a real thing. But when people all then jump on Netanyahu and say, oh, no, Epstein worked for you, it's we have not seen evidence of it. And again, that's not a defense of Netanyahu, folks. I shouldn't have to proviso that. It's just I'm telling you what's going on. You can go look up everything I said. And the mere fact that I have to proviso that a bunch shows that as populists, we're becoming more and more like struggle session leftists. Because the individuals that have been on air and fought consistently and be attacked by the system who've been proven right over and over and over and over again, like myself, should not have to spend 20% of our time explaining that to people. And that's not our general audience, but I care about the minds of people that are stuck in a middle school or elementary school level of thinking in all of this, where everything that happens must be Israel. Every time I cover China and rare earth minerals, literally, why are you covering up for the Jews? It's like, you understand there's a lot of power blocks and power groups and things in the world. You need to know how they all work, how they interconnect to each other. It's very exciting. It's very interesting. And my biggest beef with Israel, pretty much no matter who's in power at what time, is that Israel is all about Israel and doesn't care what it does to its allies or its enemies. And you can say, well, that sounds good. We should be like that, America first. Well, here's the thinking. I'm America first, pretty much America only. But you've got to understand that if you only one-dimensionally look at an interest from one perspective or the first order of consequences, a lot of these decisions that on their face look good, if you follow them through, are not good. So that's what I'm getting at here is Israel's the most hated country in the world now. If you even look midterm, Israel's going to have trouble even surviving. And it's been the behavior of Israel. And so Israel's gone from being seen as the victim and the David against Goliath to the Goliath against a bunch of little Davids. Whether you think that analogy's true or not, it doesn't matter. Israel, in major polls, is the most unpopular country in the world. And midterm, even short term, long term, guaranteed, that spells disaster for Israel. And some will say, oh, what? You want Israel to survive? I'm not against Israel. I don't want to blow up Israel. I don't get a hard on for Israel. But I also know, because I think multiple layers up, when you throw the rock in, throw more rocks in, the different patterns it makes, Israel has thousands of nuclear weapons and high-tech delivery systems. They have a mutually assured destruction policy called the Samson option. And Israel will start a nuclear war if it's going down in a conventional war, 100%. And in every major scenario, if there is a Middle Eastern nuclear war, India and Pakistan go at each other, China gets involved, Russia, Europe, in almost all scenarios, within a day, even a local nuclear war goes international, global. There's very few scenarios where we're not all dead or wishing we were dead. So see, I mean, it's like saying this. Okay, there's a firework factory, and you work at it, and they say, don't create sparks. They've got special flooring so that doesn't create electrical buildup, and certainly don't smoke a cigarette, and don't strike a lighter because there might be a little gunpowder here or something. It might flash and the place goes up. Now you don't need to be a chemical engineer or something or a fire chief to know, hey, you shouldn't go into a firework factory with a burning torch waving it around, running up and down the aisles and climbing up and down on top huge crates of fireworks. Because gunpowder gets in the air. Or say go out to an oil field, where they're drilling for natural gas and run around with a flamethrower. It's dangerous as hell, okay? So I don't know exactly how or why it's going to go up in a ball of flame. There's many different scenarios, but it's something you don't do. And then idiots like Sean Penn is like, I don't see why nuclear weapons aren't on the table. We should use them. Russia's not going to respect us if we don't use them first. And you go, where did he hear that? And then that was about 3 years ago. We've now, this is like coming up the anniversary of 4 years. That was about a year in. About a year after that, about 2 years ago, NATO comes out and the NATO head and says, we're putting first strike sneak attacks on the table, conventional or nuclear, in our new policy. We're looking at hitting Russia first. Now, what if you were going to hit somebody first, you don't tell them that, okay, unless you're trying to get a provocation. Now, why would they do that? I knew the answer the minute I saw him say it. And when I saw Sean Penn say that, I thought, I bet he's hanging out with Zelensky and the NATO people, and they're openly at dinner talking about this. And sure enough, I was right. About a year later, NATO comes out, 2 years ago, and says, yeah, we might hit them with conventional wide-scale attack or nuclear sneak attack. Now, let's add something to that ingredient list there. All around Russia, NATO has moved hypersonic and supersonic missiles up to the border that are nuclear capable. That means in about 10 minutes, depending on the unit, you could take out the conventional cluster bomb or bunker buster or whatever it is you've got in there, and you can put a hydrogen bomb in there or other little goodies they have, neutron bomb, you name it. And they got those stuff worse. So, and I knew the day I saw them say that, I said, within days, Russia will come out and say that if we see a wide-scale aeronautical attack, we will have to take it as a nuclear attack and we will hit all of Europe's military sites. Now, you have to do that in doctrine because if they're shooting, two or three storm shadows in a week, sometimes, a day, that are nuclear capable or other systems, attack-ems and more advanced systems, okay, they can see two or three of those coming in, flying above the trees a few hundred feet, shoot most of them down, miss some, goes in, takes out bunkers of Russian leadership. But if Russia sees hundreds of those or thousands of those coming in, and Europe's already told them, we're thinking about a secret nuclear strike, and then you see thousands of missiles coming in that have been fired from the border. They can hit your cities in minutes. You have to launch before they hit the missile sites, because that's where most of Russia's missile sites are, is in the west and the north up against Europe and the North Pole to hit the U.S., just like most of our sites are in Montana and Wyoming and places. Because that's just, you know, get as far north as we can to get up over the pole. That's why we want Greenland, to put a little sweetie cake weapons there, much closer, and to stop theirs. But the best defense is a good offense. So this is just basic military information. Most people don't know this. Things like Chinese I'm speaking or something. This isn't poking the bear. This is stabbing it with a dagger in the face. And so I'm like, oh, good, de-escalate Trump. Yes, stop. You know, Biden was bombing inside Russia with high-tech nuclear-capable missiles. Quite a provocation. Again, we're firing weapon systems in that are designed to carry nuclear weapons and to evade being shot down, to take out Russia's nuclear forces. That is doctrinally what they're mainly designed for. So now you know why all the experts agree we're the closest to nuclear war we've ever been. I hear conservatives go, that's a bunch of hippies at the atomic scientist group with the 2 minutes to midnight clock in Chicago. They, every time a Republican gets in, they up the clock closer to midnight. There's no danger. And yeah, they're liberals from the old vein of peaceniks. It doesn't matter. I don't listen to them, though they say they're the closest ever, which is true. The Rand Corporation, the War Games, the Pentagon, the Russians, the Chinese. I mean, no, we are the closest ever. And for most people, this is like such an unknown country. It's like, oh, going to Mars or something. It just sounds impossible. It's not. It's probable on the current road we're going down. So, yes, in general, Trump is de-escalatory. But not with this Iran thing, and that's a big departure from that. So I just spent too much time on this. I got a bunch of huge guests and so much more coming up today. I got to get moving. I got so much other stuff to hit. Man, I got a lot here. If you want to know how my brain works, most people see a news article, even seasoned reporters and pundits, and they just give their opinion. That's easy to do. But they always take it at face value. I immediately get sick of this phenomenon. It's like for 20-something years, is the global government real? And I'm like, yeah, here's what makes it up. Here's the groups. Here's how they operate. Now those very groups say we run the corporate government, global government, and it's all falling apart. So at least now we admit there's a corporate globalist government that tried to take over. Now it's in trouble. I just had to spend decades with their own documents, their own reports, them saying it at their events, and then being told I'm insane by the New York Times. It doesn't exist. So we just get stuck in this, like arguing with liberals, you know, that two men can't have a baby. It should be easy to know that's not the case. So I see headlines everywhere. Is Elon Musk right? Is Congress right that the EU is meddling in elections in Europe and stealing them? I have Ursula von der Leyen and the other commissioners saying, we've stolen elections. We've blocked elections. We got the winner arrested in Romania. We'll do it in Germany. And then they've killed 40-something AFD people that are in the lead in state and local elections. Last time I checked, I mean, and she said, we have means to deal with it. Many means. We can simply arrest them, or other things can happen to them. Or we do. And I'm just like, and instead, I've got the clips. And instead, I hear, well, let's see. Quite the claim of Elon Musk. Can you prove it? They just had 3 days of hearings proving all of it. But in the hearings, they have like guests on and talk about, oh, they did this, oh, they did that. Why don't you show in the hearing? And I looked, they didn't. The leaders of the unelected EU start with that. They're unelected commission. Here's how it was set up. Here's how it got power incrementally, getting traitors to sign over national sovereignty piece by piece. And then we got them bragging that they're, I mean, it's like this, just cut to the chase. They're bragging. They did it. In 1997, I broke that all Scientific Atlantic cable boxes had a hidden microphone and were listening to you. I got the engineer schematics from the engineer at Scientific American. Scientific American. I told you when Google started, it's listening to you off the computer microphone. I famously would have national news at my house, and they'd see a cover over the webcam, and they'd say, why do you cover that? And I said, because it watches you. And they'd make jokes about it. Now we're having debates, and Google admits, oh, we've been listening to you for 28 years. It's like Groundhog Day. It's weird that's where we are. So it's really about philosophy, folks. And I mean, I remember 20 years ago, they passed laws in a bunch of blue states where illegal aliens can vote. And then they go, illegal aliens do not vote. And they play these games, and then the buses all pull in last election, and the illegal aliens get off and go in and vote. And California passes a law, you can't ask for ID. I mean, it's like, if people had knowledge, these lies would not work. All right, since I mentioned this earlier, here's kind of the groupthink, the struggle session the left does, where leftists will insult each other and say, you're not a good enough communist. You don't hate white people enough. And then they all laugh and shake hands. Oh, we're liberals. We just bullied each other. Huh? Well, let's go out and bully other people that, you know, aren't in our cult. And I see with people that don't have a lot of deep knowledge who claim they're populist, claim they're anti-globalist, claim they're experts on things, where the most easy thing to do is just run around and infight and say that nobody's real but them. And that's the equivalent of the left calling you a Nazi because you don't want totally open borders and your wife to be raped, is just to say, you are a sellout. Yeah, such a sellout that I haven't even made the announcement yet. I'll do it the next few days. But God always comes through and you get saved the last minute and the bad guys keep getting caught, but they say they're shutting us down within 2 weeks of March. The receiver, and it's a long story, but that's okay. We'll have the Alex Jones Network, but all that's going on. But it's just we're battling and just fighting, and my knowledge has gotten the best it's ever been, and it's getting exponentially better. And it's, the work is so important. And then I just see half of our time being spent not on me, but just in general, infighting and bitching and this and that, instead of oppose Trump where he's wrong, support him where he's right, get good candidates to run, get involved in culture, get close to God. Start a garden, get healthy, you know, and like I was telling people get healthy years ago when I wasn't. I said, I'm a hypocrite. I'm so busy, I'm not healthy because I work my ass off and eat too much food and all the rest of it. People go, well, you're a fat ass. Why are you having doctors on? Well, just because I am not following what I say I should do as good as I do doesn't mean I shouldn't put out good information. Just as I'm a fat ass, you know, doesn't mean I should, you know, sit there and not, you know, sit there and tell kids to drink Jack Daniels on air. And you see me lose weight and get healthier. It's a process. But I'm under globalist attack, second only to Trump. And I need your prayer. I need your support. Because I don't spend time on stuff going on behind the scenes. But it is horrific. And what the crew's gone through has been heroic. And I just thank all of you for your support and all of your prayer out there because we really need it. And I'm not going to spend time on the stuff going on. A lot of good stuff's happening too, but paradoxically, it's bad. And the Imperial troops are entering the base. Here's the Don Lemon clip.
This
is a white supremacist agenda.
Why do you say that? No, dude. I'm
here. Whose team are you on?
Come on, man.
Don Lemon.
This is Don Lemon.
Come on, man.
All right.
Sorry, brother.
I'm so sorry. Like, really?
No, I'm so sorry.
He's on our team.
Yeah, so why do you say that?
This is a white supremacist agenda. They're not just going after criminals. I'm so sorry I went after you there. I didn't recognize
you. Do I look upset?
There's all kinds of folks out here with media. They're not just going after criminals. They're going door to door and they're targeting any black and brown person they can find. And all of America is next. If you live by a black or brown person, you're next. They're above the law. They outnumber our police. It's a white supremacist agenda. No?
Today's your first
time? I live nearby. I've been out a couple times.
Yeah? Yeah. But why do you come out?
I'm so sorry I went after you, man.
Dude, it's fine. Why are you out here instead of, like, being in your warm, cozy house?
Because there's a point where whites got to stand up and recognize that this is a white person problem, and we need to represent our black and brown neighbors and disavow MAGA.
Yeah.
We need to put an end to this. Yeah. We need to put an end to this. We f*** so bad. This is the end result of all of the bigotry and racism that we have been putting up with for years. This is the logical conclusion.
What do you think is going to happen? Where does this end? How does it end?
I don't know. I don't know. What do I do?
Yeah.
I talk to anyone who will listen, and I disavow every MAGA person I've ever known. They have no place in my heart. This kind of hatred?
Yeah.
No, if you can't stand 10 toes down and say that trans people, black and brown people,
have a good day,
have a right to exist, and that women have a right over their own body, then you have no place in my heart. And you have no place in the future.
Don Lemon didn't storm the church to be a good journalist. He did it to attack white Christians. And he says, and this clip I've got on screen, that yes, Christianity's evil, it's white, we've got to deal with it. Imagine the litmus test. Yes, the problems in the world are white people. That's Hitler. You know, the problems in the world are X group. And they are a cancer. They are the problem. And we have to not let them bully us when they say, oh, you're not moral, you're not good. And we explain, no, really, I'm not racist. No, you are the racist using race-based control. You're the Democrat Party, the party literally of slavery. The NRA was set up to teach Northerners and black people how to shoot because the South kicked their ass so bad because people didn't know how to shoot. It's like it's upside down world, folks, and we've got to stop putting up with it. All right. We got a bunch of big guests. I have not even scratched the surface on the other news. I mentioned the EU stuff. We got Doc Pete Chambers, great patriot colonel, special ops guy. Oh, man, he'd be a great governor. But regardless, he's making the current governor more hardcore because of the heat he's putting on him. That's how this works. But instead, it's the Muslims and the left and everybody bullying us. We're not going to bully them. We're just going to lead out of this. Remember, if you want to support the broadcast to get the very best deals and commit to the show being canceling time for free, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com. That one simple thing. It's for $30 a month. You get $40 to spend instantly. Special deals, special sales, special offers, lower costs and everything. Become a VIP now at thealexjonesstore.com. I need you. We're in this fight together. This is serious action. You need to make the decision to take. Please take action now. Thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock. We'll be right back.